We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Leonard's three, no good. Gets him to the rebound, and the Knicks are one step closer to home court in the first round. What a remarkable turnaround in 2021 by the Knicks, and this is a huge win. First win at the Clippers in over a decade. The Clippers were playing very well the last couple of games. And Kawhi Leonard had 29 points, but he was 9 of 26 from the floor. The defense for the Knicks played really well, especially on the perimeter, where the Clippers had one of their worst three-point shooting games of the season.
Yes! 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 That is what I'm fucking talking about, baby! Woo-hoo! Woo! Holy shit! They won that game! They won that game! Oh, man. Oh, shit. My first sip today. Cheers to Knicks Nation. I'm saying it right now. I'm going to the playoffs. This is it. I didn't say it. I haven't said it all season. I have not said it. Would not say it. Refused to say it. That we were going to go to the playoffs. Not... I was like, it's happened. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. But I would not commit to saying it. We are going to the playoffs. That's it. We're going to the playoffs. This team, I know. It's been a tough couple of decades. I do. It's been a hard couple of decades. But, man, it's worth it. I'm going to say it. It's worth it because seasons like this do not come around just any year. They don't come around every couple of years. You could watch sports for decades, decades, and not get a season like this. I'm sweating like a farm animal. I'm gonna get pit stains in my shirt before I'm done with this live stream. It's all the emotion. This game, this felt like the game. This felt like the day on Mother's Day when we should all be thankful to our moms for giving birth to us and giving us the opportunity to eventually be Knicks fans because. Motherfucker, it feels good. Ooh, shit. All right. So much emotion. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about this game. Look, you don't forget about the win. Forget about the win. Big 15, baby. forget about the win. You don't go into Los Angeles and hold that team to 100 points without a complete and total team effort. This was a team effort. Oh, wait, we got a super chat coming. Is it possible to love a team this much? I don't know. I think it might be. I do love them this much, so I guess it is possible. Stevens Giamme, I'm gonna get to that guy in a second. Team win. Absolute team win. 100% team win. Julius Randle didn't have the shot going, couldn't hit a three-pointer to save his life. Had a couple of turnovers he would have liked to have back. 7 of 19 from the field. But boy, when they needed one and when they needed a couple, who was there? It was Julius Randle. Reggie Bullock, what more can you say? RJ Barrett, I mean, God, is there anybody in the league more automatic from downtown right now than RJ Barrett? Taj Gibson, I can't say enough about Taj Gibson. RJ Barrett, by the way, 45 minutes. You know, nice effort from Nerlens Noel. Toppin. We got to talk about Toppin. All the guys, team effort. Frank hit a three. All the guys, team, big 15. But, they don't give MVP to just anyone. I know it's been 10 years. It's been 10 long years. It's been 10 hard years for him. It's been some really hard years for people who have rooted for teams that he's been on, a couple of those years there. But you don't become the youngest MVP in the league because of a coach or because of athleticism or because LeBron James switched teams and voters didn't want to vote for him. All that shit can help you. That's you don't become league MVP, the youngest league MVP, without being special. And Derrick Rose is a special player. And look, I don't know what he is physically compared to what he once was. Is he 50%? Is he 70%? Is he 80%? I have no idea. But all I know is he is taking what he has left and he is absolutely making the most out of every iota of athletic ability that he still has in his body. And what he doesn't have in athletic ability, he's making up for in just grit and savvy and chutzpah. You can't, like, what more is there to say about Derrick Rose other than the fact that you could watch sports for 100 years. You might not see a career like the one Derrick Rose is shaping up to have. And I know there have been guys that have been similar. Grant Hill, Bernard King. I'm sure I'm forgetting some other obvious names. There have been guys that have been at the top and then went down to the bottom and then came back. But to go from league MVP to nobody wanted him. Anybody could have had him. Nobody wanted him. To then be the most important player on the floor on a game, on a playoff team against a really good, better playoff team on the road. That's special. You know, I just all the love in the world to Derrick Rose. I'm going to get some other comments in the super chat, but I had to get that out right at the top because he deserves it. Harry Donert, you are, man, thank you so much. We appreciate you here at KFS. Roger Fortune, man, I wish I started watching this channel sooner. This is my first 2 months, but love what you do and ain't nobody effing with our Knicks. Rose. Yeah, Rose, baby. Thank you for coming aboard. You're just in time for the fun stuff. I'm telling you, you're just in time. We're just getting started because this team is real. This team is real. And I don't think we are seeing this team peak. I don't think this is a one-year thing. This team is real, and this is just the beginning. You know, you could tell when something is building, and they're building. What is it going to build to? Who is going to be here for when it builds? I'm not sure. I that's not the day to think about that. But, man, good times. Christian Mason, I don't have anything constructive to say, just that I love this team so much. Have a beautiful day, Knicks family. We're going to the playoffs. Yeah, that's well said. Oh, Andrew, why did you fucking do that? Oh, goodness gracious. Everybody ignore it, what Andrew just typed into the chat. My wife is telling me I missed a super chat. No, I think I got to them all. If I missed something, take a picture, D, because I think I got everything. My wife, I love my wife. Forget birthday. Happy Mother's Day to my wife, who, my wife lives with an insane person. She lives with and deals with an insane person who dedicates himself to a team that if I fell off the face of the earth, they'd be none the wiser. So I have to wish a happy Mother's Day to my wife, who is just the greatest human being I have ever known or will ever know. As if that wasn't enough, she sits here and watches these things to let me know if I've missed anything or anything like that. She's incredible, and she's the reason I do everything that I do. So I had to just say that very quickly. Stevens Guillaume, listen, all NBA defense, RJ and Bullock, both of their names came up on the Low Post podcast at the end of last week. My vote goes to Bullock. If I had to give one vote, if I had to give a vote to one Nick, it goes to Reggie Bullock. That said, we've talked a lot about RJ Barrett's improvement in so many areas. From behind the three-point arc, passing. How many great passes did he have today? I had to write down all of them because I was losing track. The pass to he had a pass to Obi. He had I got him right here. He had dish to Obi. He had something that made it 60-58. RJ. Oh yeah, he made the extra swing pass early on, very early in the second quarter. Great passing from RJ Barrett. Of all the areas that he's improved in, I would actually sit here and argue that defensively is where he's improved the most. Because, again, Tibbs doesn't fuck around. He's not doing shit to improve somebody's confidence or to, you know, boost them up going into the playoffs. If he sticks RJ Barrett on Kawhi Leonard for several possessions, he's doing that because he thinks RJ fucking Barrett is the best guy capable of stopping Kawhi Leonard. And that's what happened today. We saw it the last time they played the Clippers, and we saw it today again. That's respect. That's respect for the work that a guy has put in. And go look up the numbers. Don't take my word for it. The Knicks were over 9 points per 100 possessions worse on defense last year, according to Cleaning the Glass, than they were when he was off the floor. They were a vastly better defensive team when RJ Barrett didn't play. And I think there's some noise in those numbers, but he was not a good defensive player last year. This year, asset. The fact that he's in the all-defense conversation, he's not going to make the team. And again, I think Bullock's been slightly better. All the credit in the world to RJ Barrett. Ryan Hwang, huge win. Big 15, baby. I don't even know if I want a Lowry in free agency anymore. Maybe just a pure point guard to play behind Rose and spend elsewhere. You know, I think Rose would like to come off the bench if he had his druthers. That's my guess. If I get a chance to ask him a question today, I'll ask him, do you prefer coming off the bench or would you prefer to start? He probably won't answer it, but they need a point guard. I mean, look, we don't have to talk about Elfrid Payton today. I'm having a great day. I don't want to dampen my mood. But a point guard to take some of the pressure off Julius Randle, because I gotta think it's fucking draining if you're Julius Randle and you just every offensive possession. And I know Derrick Rose is now sopping up a lot of those, and RJ Barrett will come along, but to just get someone else there, because right now Elfrid Payton as the starter, he's not even initiating offense. He's literally there for defensive purposes only, which is amusing because he sucks at defense. I want them to get a point guard. Does it necessarily need to be Lowry? Yeah, we'll see. Forgotten NYC. This might have been RJ's best defensive performance as a Knick, 100%. Kawhi flat out couldn't score on him. Let's go streaking. Might be a streaking kind of day. I'm scrolling down. Thank you for everybody. Your birthday wishes in the chat. I hate that you did this, Andrew. I hate my birthday. CT Pittman, this is what it feels like to scratch and claw and fight our way out of the gutter. I'm so proud of this team. Thank you, CT. And I'm going to use this opportunity to remind everybody that they came into Denver and for a quarter didn't look like they belonged on the same floor and then blew that game against Phoenix and then to come out and do this. And on that note, we got coach. Dutifully reviewing the stat sheets.
Hi, everyone. Coach is here. If you have a question, raise your hand and I'll bring you into the room. Jonathan Macri.
Hey, Coach. Just zooming out for a second, how proud are you of this team? With, I know the journey's not over yet, but with this win and what they've been able to accomplish already so far this season?
The heart of the team has been special from the beginning, so there's an appreciation for that. And as you mentioned, the thing, the challenge for us is to be hungry and don't change now. This is what we've done all year. Just concentrate on improvement in the next opponent. And that's what we're looking forward to doing. I think we're learning a lot on this trip, and we've learned a lot all season long as the season has progressed. And the toughness, you know, to win on the road, to be playing against these teams, it's telling us a lot, but there's still a long way to go.
Mark Berman?
Yeah, I mean, Randall did have a big, big night, and you needed other contributors besides Derek.
Oh,
I mean,
wait, Mark. Let me correct you on that. He did have a big night. So, you know, they're double-teaming him. He's spraying the ball. But, you know, like everyone tends to measure people on points or shots and not the all-around game. And I thought the big thing is that just the perseverance to the way he rebounded the ball, the hustle plays that he made. He played a great game without shooting the ball great. And then at the end of the game, he made several big plays for us. And so when you have that type of mental toughness, it's huge for your team. So I thought he played a great game, even though he didn't have a high number of points, but a great all-around game. And that's what he does for us. There's so many things that he does. When your leader steps up like that, the way Derek played in the first half, Reggie, RJ, like that was huge. Taj, we had a number of guys, Alfred's ball pressure to start the second half. All those things matter. And so, and I told Julius after the game, it's one of the physicality that he played with was huge for us.
Boom!
Wait. Mark, you got a second question?
Yeah, well, I was getting to that Reggie really came through as well, you know, giving you 24 points and hitting those three quarters.
This is the best birthday present ever.
A lot of people don't talk about
it. You're making a great point there. He's sort of the unsung hero. And every night, you know, he's guarding, you know, a tough opponent. He never stops working on the defensive end. And then that was the point that I was trying to make about Julius. If you overload to him, just make the game will tell you the play to make. And then Reggie's shooting has been off the charts. And so
it's just glorious.
Do that for us. It opens up so many things. And then the way we're shooting the three, and we know it's something that we have to continue to work on because we feel like we haven't gotten enough of them. We're shooting a great percentage. We got to shoot more. Julius is leading us in that area as well. We had a couple plays where we just made great rim reads and we found open people and we're making the extra pass. And guys are playing for each other. And it starts with Julius and RJ. But what Reggie does.
Talk more about Julius.
What Taj does, what Derek does. Those guys, you know, they're unsung heroes, but there's great appreciation by everyone in that locker room.
Steph Bondi?
Oh, yeah, he had a question too.
Hey, Tom, when you said earlier that you learned a lot,
that was the greatest 5 minutes of my life.
Well, I think the big thing is everyone, you know, has been doubting the team all along. And we knew going on the trip, we had been playing good basketball, but we were going to have to take it up another level as the season ends here and people are fighting for different things. Every night someone's fighting for something, either to make the play to proceeding in the playoffs for the top seed. You might be on a road like the schedule. In the end, we all play the same amount of games, the same amount of home games, same amount of road games. So sometimes the schedule's in your favor, sometimes it's not. And whatever you're facing, you have the mental toughness that you can get through it and be successful. And those are habits that you have to build all year long. You can't all sort of just get here and say, oh, we got to be tough. That doesn't happen like that. It's what you do each and every day from the start of the season all the way through to the end. So as we're playing these teams, I think we're finding things out how important it is. We can't take any days off. We can't take any plays off. So everything matters.
You could tell how much today meant to him.
Kyle, however you want to characterize.
I don't know that I've ever feel like I've seen him quite like this.
40 minutes of the game or so. But I mean, from that standpoint, how encouraging is it that other guys were able to step up and build
I'm going
to
get to all the Super Chat stuff very soon.
Assume that in the playoffs, a lot of the teams are going to focus on Julius, so you might not always be able to rely on the kind of.
Right. Mike, you're making a great point. And I think he's seen a lot of double teams and trusting the pass and really the way teams are loading up on him. And they'll do it more in the playoffs and it'll come quicker. And so you have to understand what's going on in the game. And then we have to give him the outlets. It's the same with Derek. But when Derek gets going, he gets blitzed. And then it's important to get the ball out of that blitz as quick as you can because it's 4-on-3 on the backside. So then you want to make the simple plays. That's easy offense, and we have to understand that's easy offense. And
their offensive execution was better. Outstanding today.
When you see zone offense, get into the gap and make plays. The game tells you who gets a shot. We can call a play for you. Doesn't mean it's your shot. It means it's your responsibility to make the right read. And so if you're being double teamed, shoot the ball. And that's one thing this team has done all year long. So we got to continue to work on it and get better, but know that we're playing to win. The team comes first.
Tattoo all of that shit right on my fucking chest.
Thanks.
He said it. It just because it's your play doesn't mean it's your shot. If there is more than the hard-nosed defense, more than the individual growth from the players, more than this is the unselfishness. That is the 2020-21 New York Knicks. Just because it's your play doesn't mean it's your shot. And the fact that we watched them today, and look, they went through some droughts. There were a couple of tough looks that guys had, but like we're watching this team now and think about forget about the defense for a second. Think about on offense, the comparison between watching these Knicks and watching the Knicks year after year after year, when it just felt like on offense, there was neither rhyme nor reason for anything that they were doing. It was just, let's fucking fling the ball around and this and that, yada, yada, yada. And eventually someone's going to shoot the ball. That's what we usually have to watch here. No, not anymore. Now they know they have embodied what he has been preaching since day one. Clearly, make the extra pass, put pressure on the rim. When you get two to the ball, kick it out, keep swinging it, wait for the best shot. It's so easy. And yet we've never been able to do it. Unbelievable stuff. I'm catching up in the super chat, and then we're gonna speak some more about some of the things maybe that just happened. My goodness gracious, you guys are incredible. So I hope I don't think I missed anybody. So Tim said great audition for both sides. Yeah, I'd say Kawhi might have been a little intrigued. Maddie G, Julius, subpar but closing it out like a superstar. Exactly, that's what you do. And again, subpar shooting the ball, like Tim said, doesn't mean he didn't have a great game. Like Pierce, Oladipo, Kawhi, or enter all-star name here, have done to us at the Garden for years. Exactly. How about where the team coming on the road and doing this to the supposedly, much better team? Matthew Lyons, thank you so much for the birthday wish. I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Even though I wish I was not getting older. Tim, Kawhi up until this point didn't have many choke points on either end. Coaches found out he has a problem dealing with the length of Tatum, Gordon, and RJ. Yeah, you could. I mean, look, Kawhi has become so good because he's, God, I don't even know what the right word is. He's an assassin. He's a perfectionist. He makes no wrong moves. He's clinically sound in every way, shape, and form. But if you could get into the body, like Rocky style, if you get into the body, maybe make some things happen against him. Still wouldn't mind him on my team. Robert Cross, can I get an update on the chicken cutlet t-shirts, please? Let's go. The request has been forwarded to Jeremy Cohen. I think Jeremy Cohen is actively working on it. Again, we're not just going to throw any chicken cutlet sandwich t-shirt at you. It's got to be a good one. Leo Skorupski, thank you so much. You're always so generous here in the super chat. We appreciate it a great deal. Thank you. Keep going down the line. Jackson Kaufman. Can we please start? I can't wait to talk about this. Can we please start talking about Derrick Rose for Sixth Man of the Year? He has to be the most impactful guy coming off the bench in the league. So Derrick Rose is the most impactful sixth man in basketball. There's no question about that. He's been more impactful than Jordan Clarkson. He's been more impactful than Joe Ingles. He's been more impactful than – I'm trying to think who else is going to be high in this award. There's a lot of guys who are in it. He's been more impactful than all of them on a minute-per-minute basis. Now, here's the problem. If I've been sitting here for the last month and change and I've been shouting from the rooftops that when you're talking about awards voting and how many MVP votes guys get and who ends up on what All-NBA team, and I've been saying that Julius Randle's games played have to be taken into consideration and the fact that he just keeps going out there day after day after day after day, I know Rose got COVID. I know he missed some other games in addition to that. And then there was the Detroit time. I can't very well sit here and say he has to be the front runner for Sixth Man of the Year. Should he get votes? Absolutely. Do I think maybe there's an argument that he deserves to appear on the ballot just because of how his impact has been? Like, here's the difference, though, right? If you like Jokic versus Embiid, Jokic has been that amazing, you know, but Embiid's been really good, too. But he hasn't been as good as Jokic. Derrick Rose has been by far the best sixth man. Most impactful sixth man when he's been on the court. But is it enough to make up the difference of minutes of games played? You know, that's tougher. He's going to get votes, though. He's absolutely going to get votes, and he deserves to get votes. Tim Kim, seeing that the Pacers are a dumpster fire and might do a fire sale, do you think Brogdon's in play for the Knicks now? I have no idea. I'd be guessing. You know, would I give up a first-round pick for Brogdon to just take on his salary and give a first round pick? And like, you know, if they want Kevin Knox or something, sure. Yeah, I did do that. I don't know if he's going to be in play though. It sounds like they're going to fire the coach. So if you can fire the coach, why trade the point guard? PKNY. Happy birthday, Macri, and happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Macri. Thank you for the gift that you both are in this magical Knicks season. Thank you for those kind words. MC's audio, Tibbs gave Berman the Stone Cold Stun. we're going to talk about it in a second. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anybody in the super chat. My wife is telling me that I did miss someone, which I'm going to get in a second. Anthony Sixto, Nets, Suns, Sixers. So many what-if moments. Tonight lets them know they belong on the court with anyone. 100%. We knew that already, though. We knew these Knicks belonged on the court with anyone. We have witnessed about three seasons worth of development and bar raising in one season alone. Absolutely. Brian Carey, Obi has turned into a huge bench piece for us. Love the way he closes out on the threes, an all-out sprint, 100%. Great game for Obi. And Bob Telfair, is six man, this is an MVP, plus COVID is validated. Very fair. I missed one comment in the super chat, I believe, from Blood of DePanda. Blood of DePanda, can you just do me a favor and type, don't pay for another super chat. Can you just type whatever it is that you typed in the super chat that I missed earlier, and I'll get to it right now. And then I'll read it. And, thank you very much, for that. And thank you to my wife for letting me know. Guard Up Knicks is reminding me to say that if you're in here, either slam the like button, gently push the like button. Don't injure your laptop or computer or phone, but if you want to give us a like, I would like for you to give us a like. So thank you very much. Okay, let's hit on some other players as I wait for Blood of DePanda to type his question in here again. So get that in there and I'll read it. I want to go back to Obi for a second. I want to go back to Obi because – oh, wait, hold on. We got more Super Chats. Well, I'm going to get to the Super Chats. I want to go back to Obi real quick because Obi Toppin has become a player that has become a problem. He's become a bit of a problem, And I think teams need to start to account for him. And have you ever in your life seen someone in the same season go from feeling like they wanted to do anything in the world other than shoot a corner three to it can't leave his fingertips fast enough? Testament to the work ethic of Obi Toppin. That's a big part of the reason why they drafted him. It's a big part of the reason why he's here. Huge shout out to Obi Toppin. Okay. We got some more Super Chat stuff. Making sure I'm not missing anything. I see people have injured their computers. I apologize. Michael Shane just checked in, so I'm not sure if you've already talked about this. RJ's defense was outstanding tonight. Yes, we talked about that. Clamped down on Kawhi on multiple occasions. It'll be very interesting to me. And I don't think he sat in the second half, by the way. It's not insignificant. It's going to be very interesting to me moving forward just how much they put Kawhi on the best offensive wing, or if it's a smaller wing, do they keep Reggie Bullock on him? Something to monitor. I think they liked, as many have pointed out, the size and what the size was able to do against Kawhi Leonard. So that was awesome. Emil Boumansour. What a fucking win. I have never looked at the box score after a game and seen Elford with a good stat line. It's borderline torture. I still love my Knicks. Again, I'm not breaking the rule. I'm not talking about Elfrid Payton today. I just can't do it. I'm in too good of a mood. Shoot him to the moon. That's all I'm going to say. White Falcon 44. Tibbs. Got someone. Oh, yeah, Julius and Derek.
If you have a question, raise your hand and I'll bring you into the room. Bobby Childs.
Congratulations on the win today, guys. Can you talk about the difference in the late in the third quarter and how you started the fourth quarter compared to what happened in the previous game against Phoenix?
We just knew we had to come up and get a good start to the second half. Tim was just talking about it yesterday. As far as getting out early, getting warm, so we got a strong start. And we just didn't want to let the same thing happen twice. So we learned from the Phoenix. Got the job done.
Berman. To beat the Clippers like this on the road after losing to them, you know, the first time. What does it say about where the team is right now?
I think it shows our growth throughout the course of the year. I think at the beginning of the year, we knew that we could compete with anybody as long as we stay to our principles and play together as a team. And now we feel like we can beat anybody. Every time we step on the court, we have confidence as a team that we're going to win a game. And anybody can step up. And I think that's the beauty of our team. You know, Derek played extremely well. Reggie played well. RJ hit big shots down the stretch. Todd, Carlos, everybody contributed. That's the beauty of our team, man. Any given moment, anybody can step up. So, that's the growth throughout the course of the year. So, I keep going.
Steph Bondi?
This is the question for both of you guys as well. I think only one game. You only need like one more winner. It depends what Boston does, and you guys will clinch a playoff spot before the play-in. Now, and how good of a playoff team do you think this team can be?
Think about it, but we know that we're not finished with what we're doing. We have a goal. We want to keep getting better along the way, like tonight. Coming down and playing in the second half with that urgency that we played in the first half. And like I said, you're going to have ups and downs. But as long as we're all out there communicating and having one common goal, everything should take care of itself and hustling and playing for each other. Everything should be good. But, that would be big. But at the same time, you know that Tibbs always talk about finishing. Going through the line. that we're sharp, making sure that we got keen type of focus, and just knowing that we're playing for each other. So it's all about just winning the game.
Mike Borkinoff.
The mid-range shot has been so effective for you guys, and you did a lot of work there today as well. And Julius, I mean, you kind of icing the game with that tough one. Like, there's been a lot of analytics saying you shouldn't take that shot. But what do you guys say? What do you guys think of just how important that is to your games, to your shooting profiles, and the fact that you're so successful from it?
I mean, for me, it's all about being able to be comfortable getting to spots, especially down the stretch. I mean, I know that's a tough shot, but I feel like it's only a tough shot that we don't work on. And I know it's a great shot for Derek. It's a great shot for me. I put the time and the work in, and extremely comfortable.
The mid-range is never going to die.
And, you know, to
we always need the mid-range.
To be players and, you know, to take that shot and have confidence in it. So I know what the analytics say, but I'm not really a big fan of, per se, the analytics when it comes to that shot. I feel like the greatest scorers, players that I grew up idolizing, watching, they had that in their bag.
He's not wrong.
I feel like it's an important shot, especially, you know, when it comes around late games or playoffs when it's tight. You got to work in tight spaces.
Mark Berman.
Berman getting a lot of love today.
Hey, Derek. You're playing starters minutes, but you're coming off the bench. Are you very happy with the comfort level of that?
Oh, you are not starting. Thank you, Ms. Martin. God damn.
I mean, it's whatever the team needs. Like I say, I'm the newcomer, like I always say. So if it was 10, 5, 2, you know, it really don't matter. Tell me as long as we get the win. And yeah, the minutes, I really don't worry about that. I'll let Tibbs worry about that. While I'm on the side, I don't know when I'm coming in. I don't know when I'm coming out. But I just got to make sure that I prep myself before going into games. And that's the great thing about this team. Like Julius said, even on the off night, we know that somebody can step up and make big plays. Like Jude, he was trying to figure out what he wanted to do early in the game. And late in the game, he sealed the deal. And I'm seeing that, and everybody else is seeing that. And we just got to make sure we fill in the holes and keep playing and try to get ourselves a lead so that later on in the stretch, we can just play good together, just play good basketball.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. All right. Yeah, good answers. White Falcon 44, Tibbs Coach of the Year. Julius Randle, most improved. Rose, sixth man of the year. Wow. I mean, I think Tibbs is going to wind up finishing second to Monty, if I had to guess. I hope he doesn't. If they get the four seed, actually, no, I disagree. If they get the four seed, I bet you he wins it. Wilton Moran, thank you so much for your contribution, super chat. Guard up, Knicks. Y'all better hit that, take that like button out for dinner. Someone said gently caress the like button. That was my favorite one, I think. Okay, couple more here. What do we got? Oh, last one. Mr. William, 1072. The Obi we are seeing is the Obi we would have seen 40 games ago had he had a camp and a summer league. That's a really great observation. And hadn't hurt his quad. So, again, I kind of snuck it in the article that I wrote, I think it was last week. Not comparing Obi Toppin to C.J. McCollum, but just, you know, showing how guy comes out, top 10 pick, small school, older player, seen as being ready right away, does nothing, you know, in the beginning of his career. C.J. McCollum started for the first 6 weeks of his NBA career on the bench, and he never got caught up. And I think we saw with Kevin Knox, I think in his rookie season, obviously some other shit has happened with Kevin Knox since then. But I think Obi's the fact that I know it wasn't a ton of games, but the fact that he did miss that crucial early time and then, of course, went through a period this season where he looked just completely like he didn't belong on the court. I don't think you could discount how much that affected him. And obviously the lack of a camp, the lack of a true preseason, the lack of a summer league, all of that stuff. Again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Of everybody on this team, the guy I am most excited to see moving forward is Obi Toppin. next year, specifically the jump that he makes from year one to year two. I see everybody is loving Berman. Yeah, man. I love Mark Berman. Mark Berman's the man. And speaking just personally for a second, he's gone out of his way to help kind of, you know, show me the ropes a little bit. So I love Mark, but Mark's Jesus Christ, what's going on upstairs in my house? Mark is Mark. Okay. Oh, I think I got it. Blood of the Panda said, thank you to Mrs. Macri and Macri. Also, Obi is coming. We look like the 2010 Pacers, and Julius is Danny Granger on steroids. And guess who played behind him? Paul George. Yeah. Danny Granger. Julius is obviously a lot bigger than Danny Granger. It's not a terrible comp. He obviously had some injury issues, and he never replicated those couple of early seasons. But, like, Julius Randle, he's earned his All-NBA berth. That's more than you could say about a lot of guys who came in and have had hot seasons or a couple hot seasons. This is a different level by Julius Randle. Okay, I'm going to take some other questions in the chat, and then I'm going to get out of here because I want to try to spend a couple of minutes with my wife on Mother's Day before I have to sit down and write down this newsletter for tomorrow, which I'm very excited about. I lied. We have RJ. Ooh, nice shirt. What is that?
RJ Barris here. If you have a question, raise your hand and I'll bring you a
shirt.
Mark Berman.
That's like some kind of... What are those?
Hey, RJ. This is a team that beat you badly at the Garden. How much does this show how
I like
much
that shirt.
You guys have progressed?
Don't say that. It was a close game.
They're all giving Mark shit.
Don't do that. This one definitely felt good. You know, we lost a couple, and then we came in here and bounced back, so it was definitely thrilling.
Bobby Childs.
Congratulations on the win. What was the big difference tonight, the way you guys ended third quarter and started the fourth quarter versus your game in Phoenix?
We know that in the fourth quarter, the intensity is going to be different. D. Rose did a hell of a job in the first half. And you know, Bullock, he stepped up huge all game.
He's not wrong.
Drew wasn't shooting it. He wasn't shooting it well all night. And then, you know, comes up clutch and makes those big shots at the end and gets 14 rebounds. I mean, you know, collectively as a unit, we did a great job.
Mike Morkanoff.
RJ, you mentioned the intensity being different in the fourth quarter. Does it take time over the course of a season to adjust to what that intensity feels like, especially against kind of those playoff teams and kind of get used to it?
Guys that have been there, no. So, like, today I got cut down in the timeout at the beginning of the fourth. And honestly, it was good. It was good. I picked it up, and you know, the team picked it up, and we were able to get away.
I got two questions. I don't know if we're going to see you tomorrow to talk about the Lakers. I was just wondering what you thought of closing the trip with that team. And plus, we didn't talk to you after the Phoenix game. Obviously, there was a crazy inbounds pass. And tonight, or today, you really stepped up. Was this another example of you just bouncing back and, you know, doing your job?
Yeah, I messed up last year. It's not perfect, you know, but days like today, was a great bounce back, and definitely feel it was really good.
Steph Bondi.
I don't think LeBron's gonna play, but would you be disappointed not being able to play against him this season?
You know, it happens. He's injured. You know, if he plays, by the way, you know, I'll be cool. I don't think he's going to retire anytime soon. And, you know, I'm looking to be around for a while, so I'm sure I'll see him again.
Thank you, RJ.
Okay. Delore. Here, come in and say hi on Mother's Day. Why not? It's okay. People have seen people in their pajamas before. You just say hi from there.
Hi.
There you go. Here, give me the baby. Ah, okay. Happy Mother's Day from baby Izzy. Look at her. Are you happy the Knicks won today?
She was just wailing upstairs.
I heard her.
I had never heard her before.
Oh, my God. Anyone you look knows? So confused. Anyway.
Anyone knows how to help us with a crying baby, let us know.
She's a good baby. She's a good baby. All righty. All right. I'm going to get going. Thank you, everybody. This was a lot of fun. Super chat comment. I completely agree. Andre Talmadge, the Berman pushback did seem organized. And the fact that they kept going to Berman for the questions, I think there was more than just the players in on it. Just my two cents, no inside info, but, that would be my guess. Here's the last thing I'm going to say. I've given this team a lot of platitudes this year. I've used a lot of superlatives. We've had a lot of moments where I feel like I've come on here after games and I've been like, this is the new high point. No, this is the new high point. No, this is the new high point. And I know it, you know, that might seem like it gets hollow. It rings hollow after a while. But the fact of the matter is this season has been so special because it has given us just new high point after new high point after new high point, and they just keep going up and up and up and up the ladder. And I'm so thankful for this team. I'm so thankful that I get to share this team with everybody who watches and listens to these things on their podcast feed. It's been so much fun. I see the comment in the super chat. I'm going to get to it in a second. Big win. Massive win. If this is the biggest win they have left this year, which is to say, if they get into the playoffs and they lose a tough series to whoever, and that's all this year is, I'll sign for it. I'll sign for it because this team has given me more than anything I could have reasonably expected or anything any of us could have reasonably expected. And I'm not going to – but you know what? I'm done putting caps on this team. Not that I've put a whole lot of caps on them, but like, I just can't wait to see what they do next. If this is all it is, I'm cool because this win was that good. This win felt that special. Still got to bring it home, but they could do it. Andrew Claudio. Hi, Jonathan. First time, long time. Wanted to know if Knicks Film School had a place to get some merch. My friend has a – fuck you. You can find the link to the Knicks Film School merchandise store where you could get things with the symbol on it. You could get the We Here logo, which I love, and there's a shirt in this house with the We Here on it, but I haven't been able to wear it yet because my wife ordered it for a day that is not here yet. But I'm very excited about that. Also, sorry, Andrew, I forgot to put the light on, so my face has been dark. It's over there charging. Sorry. It's been a busy day. I had to cook hot dogs today. I really briefly went to brunch with my mom. The tire was flat, which I discovered on the way to brunch. Had to fill up the tire, go back to my family, eat brunch, come back from the city to Long Island, go to the store, buy all the food, cook all the hot dogs, cook all the hamburgers, cook all the sausage. Need the sausage. All of that shit, all before the game, you know, so busy day today in the Macri household, but it's worth it because I get to enjoy this day. I'm going to sip on the rest of the scotch. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, my God. We really have a lot of likes here. Thank you so much for everybody who, whether you gently caressed the like button, slammed it, you know, punched it in there, whatever it is. You're the best. Thank you for everybody who watched, listened, the whole thing. We'll see you after the Laker game on very, 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 very early Wednesday morning. All right. Talk to you soon.